Stage 10. Tranquility and Equanimity. 10. The goal of Stage 10 is for the qualities of shamatha to persist after you rise from the cushion. Just continuing to practice regularly will cause the profound joy and happiness, tranquility and equanimity you experience in meditation to persist between meditation sessions. Practice goals for Stage 10. All five factors of shamatha are present in Stage 10. Each time you sit, you quickly enter a state where attention is stable, mindfulness is powerful, and the unified mind rests in a state of joy, accompanied by tranquility and equanimity. However, these quickly fade when you rise from the cushion. Your goal for this stage is to reach a point where shamatha persists between sittings, permeating your everyday life. This is the one real change left in the perfection of shamatha. Then shamatha becomes the normal condition for the adept mediator. The distinction between meditation and non-meditation largely disappears. As with the goals for the other adept stages, all you have to do is keep practicing, and shamatha will last longer and longer each time after you get up. You don't need to do anything new. However, you can practice mindfulness in daily life in a way that prevents shamatha from eroding as quickly. The role of equanimity. When you rise from meditation, you soon become engaged with external stimuli that the mind must respond to. Many of the mind's responses involve habitual reactions in the form of desire and aversion. Equanimity means non-reactivity, so as long as equanimity is strong enough, these mental habits will have little effect. However, attention must move in response to events in daily life much faster than it does in response to intentions in meditation. Furthermore, the variety of situations needing to be dealt with is far greater. Before long, equanimity is overwhelmed, and reactivity in the form of desire and aversion erodes unification of the mind. Since unification is the pillar on which shamatha rests, we soon find ourselves back in a normal state of mind. You may not have analyzed the process by which this occurs, but by the time you reach Stage 10, you'll have experienced this many times. Equanimity is what ultimately prolongs shamatha outside meditation. Equanimity will grow stronger through Stage 10, and as it does, shamatha will last longer after your sits end. Clearly, the more equanimity you have in meditation, the more you will have afterward as well. But you can also support and sustain that post-meditation equanimity by practicing mindfulness in daily life. Sustaining shamatha with joy, equanimity, and mindfulness. Although shamatha tends to fade after we get up, a state of joy tends to linger. Joy produces pleasure and happiness, and this positive effect, coming entirely from within, makes us less likely to react to external events with desire or aversion. That is, post-meditative joy can also help sustain equanimity. It goes in the other direction, too. Equanimity keeps desire and aversion from eroding unification of mind, which in turn supports and sustains the continuation of joy in everyday life. The two reinforce each other. Therefore, the key to extending shamatha in everyday life is to support joy and reinforce equanimity through mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness off the cushion means being aware whenever desire or aversion arise. When that happens, recognize what's going on. Some unconscious subminds are in conflict with what is, craving for something to be different. Don't resist, reject, or suppress the craving. Instead, ignore it. Then intentionally direct your attention to that inner pleasure and happiness that has nothing to do with what's occurring externally. Likewise, purposely intend to notice the positive aspects of whatever you perceive. As long as all the other subminds don't react to the event, or to the feelings of desire and aversion arising in reaction to it, then the conflicted sub-minds will come back into line. When we mindfully observe and accept both the situation and our mind's reaction to it, equanimously and without judgment, then the mind will remain unified. As equanimity grows stronger in meditation, the mind outside of meditation grows less prone to grasping, and we feel less compelled to pursue pleasant experiences. You'll also enjoy pleasant experiences more fully because you're no longer attached to them, hoping they continue. Similarly, you'll be less and less repelled by unpleasant experiences, facing them with growing equanimity. Practice sustaining joy and equanimity by remaining mindful until some vestige of shamatha persists when you next sit down to meditate. By the time you settle on the cushion, the body will already be still and comfortable, and physical pliancy will soon follow. Since joy, tranquility, and equanimity have not yet fully faded, they quickly return to full strength. Practices for Stage 10. Stage 10 is ideal for doing any type of insight practice. You can do close following, the meditation on arising and passing away, choiceless attention, the meditation on dependent arising, realizing the witness, or anything else. Your mind is also in a perfect state to practice the luminous jhanas as well. Through these practices, insight accumulates and matures, and the experience of awakening quickly follows. Conclusion. You have mastered Stage 10 and achieved the fourth and final milestone, when shamatha typically persists from one regular meditation session to the next. Strong desires are noticeably weaker, negative mental reactions rarely occur, and anger and ill will virtually disappear. Others may find you generally happy and easily pleased, relaxed, agreeable, unaggressive, and peaceful. You will be relatively immune to disturbing events, and physical pain won't particularly bother you. On mastering Stage 10, the mind is described as unsurpassable. It's an ideal instrument for achieving and deepening profound insight into the true nature of reality, and a liberation that is not subject to passing away. The following sequence from the Buddha describes the process by which mastery is achieved. Experiencing the mind while breathing in, he trains himself. Experiencing the mind while breathing out, he trains himself. Making the mind tranquil and fresh while breathing in, he trains himself. Making the mind tranquil and fresh while breathing out, he trains himself. Concentrating the mind while breathing in, he trains himself. Concentrating the mind while breathing out, he trains himself. Releasing the mind while breathing in, he trains himself. Releasing the mind while breathing out, he trains himself. Anapanasati Sutta.